The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
I believe most of us here are drivers, right? No?
Yes.
Okay, most of us, right? Driving a car. So, anybody who drives a car should learn some basic things. Like when you drive a car, you don't only look at the in front of you, near you, but what? Away from you. So that you have what? A better perspective. You don't simply say, "No, you don't like this." And if you don't do that, you'll risk yourself hitting something. So all of us agree, hopefully, that our perspective, our final destination, is to be with Jesus. Yes? That's our final destination. All of us agree we should not lose that target, that final destination. The problem with driving is when the driver not only forgets the final destination, but is concerned too much about what's happening, something useless. For example, while driving, yes, you're supposed to know where you're going, your final destination, and you should be aware of your surroundings, because we have what you call blind spots. You cannot simply just turn left on the left side, on the right side, without what? Looking at the mirrors. So you have to do everything to be careful so that you won't hurt yourself. Same thing with our spiritual life. You better be aware of what's happening around you and avoid anything or anybody that will hurt you. To reach your final destination, you have to what? Protect yourself, yes? That's natural, and a supernatural thing also is you have to protect your soul. So you have to be aware of what is happening around you. Anything or anybody that might come up that will hurt you, you better avoid or protect yourself. The problem is not sometimes outside, but inside the car. Meaning what? How many of us, because of technology, have learned to text? Huh? You know, some of us are now distracted. Yesterday, I saw this guy driving like this, but his head was like that. He must have been doing something. I'm assuming it's text. It was looking that way. So text, I hope it's text. But the point is, he wasn't what? Looking at the road. Same thing with us. Sometimes, instead of being aware outside and protecting ourselves from the outside, so that we will not lose our attention to the final destination, we allow things to bother us. What are the things that you allow to bother you? Again, anxieties, concerns, materialism, selfishness. No? Why am I saying these things? Because Christ is telling us, you have to be alert. You have to be watchful. Meaning what? If and when the time comes for the second coming, wherein you and I will be judged accordingly, we want Jesus to judge us worthy to enter his heavenly kingdom. We cannot simply say to Jesus and blame others. What did we do a while ago? Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. You cannot say to God, it's my family's fault, it's society's fault, it's your fault, God. No, it's my fault. Personally, I accept responsibility for my action. That is why I sinned. That is why I had spiritual accidents wherein I fall, wherein I find myself far from God, not moving towards the final destination. All of us, sad to say, have encountered such spiritual accidents wherein we find ourselves, what? Turn turtle or on the side of the road, hitting something, a snag or whatever, because of our attention diverted, because we have allowed situations or people or things to control us rather than concentrate on our final destination. Each of us have our own individual distractions. Yes? Identify your individual distractions. Those things or situations or people that diverts our attention from God. I cannot do that for you. Look into yourself. What are these things that instead of moving towards being more intimate with Jesus, being more in love with God, something, somehow, someone is stopping me or slowing me down? No? Again, I cannot do that for you. That is why it is important that you have what you call intimacy, which is what? I like this when I saw that in this movie. Intimacy. Into me, I see. Huh? You have to have this intimacy with yourself and find what? This inner child, this inner being in you, the true you, the real you, without these pretensions, and see what are these things bothering me. Why am I allowing these things to bother me? Maybe I have been pretending too long. Maybe I am not real. Maybe I am not really in love with God. What are these things? So being watchful and alert is not only knowing your final destination, but what you are doing now in your lives. Am I doing my best to make sure that I reach my final destination? Nowadays, we have different. Before, I remember, when I go to another state, to another city, the best way to go there, especially when I didn't know where I'm going, is the big, humongous maps. McNall thingy, you know? Shoo, you know? You have to stop and then look at the map, identify what? The signs, and then go. Now it's easier. We have even GPS that says, voice command. Then you will say the address. Of course, because of my accent, this GPS doesn't identify my voice. Somerville. What? Spartanburg? So sometimes I say bad words against this GPS, you know. This GPS makes me feel stupid, you know. Is my accent so bad? So when, actually, so then I had Father Frank beside me. Oh, I felt good when the GPS didn't understand it. Really. We're both foreigners. Anyway, so we have in today's technology guidelines for us not to lose our way. We always had guidelines, guides, so that we will not lose our way to God. It may not sound like technology, but it is always the best. We have the Eucharist, we have the confessions, we have the church, we have the Pope, we have saints who show us by their words, by their examples, how to go to Jesus. And we have the strength, the grace, so that we will not lose our way. If by chance we fall, we can go back and again go back to the way where we're going by going to confession. So in this waiting period, remember this is what we call waiting period, Advent. This is a waiting period because we are excited that Christ will come back. Are we really excited? Because some people think of it as negative. You know, end of the world. People hate that. But that's the reality. If and when Christ will come back, don't see it as what? As end of the world. See it as what? Going home. Simple. But people think of it as end of the world thing. No. The question now is, when he comes again, are we prepared? Are we using all that we have to make sure that we reach our final destination? So again, Christ warns us, be watchful, be alert. I do my part, you do your part.